There's no one who can insult you quite as well as your own child.
Correct.
What did Wyatt say?
Just hits you. Well, so, you know.
Because it's never meant. Sometimes kids insult you and they mean it. But for the most part, I mean, he's 7 years old.
Right.
For the most part, it's just innocent.
It is innocent. Like when he was a baby, well, like 3 or 4, and he saw me without a shirt on. He was like, ooh, what happened? And I was like, you happened. But yeah, so Friday we head up to Greenville, you know, a good 3 hour, 2.5 hour drive. And so I had changed and I could tell that Jay didn't necessarily like what I was wearing.
Oh.
Usually Jay was like, will always be like, oh, you look really nice, or I like that outfit, or you look pretty. And this time he didn't say anything and it was a new.
Oh, geez.
New ensemble.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, what don't you like about it? So I kept asking. He's like, nothing, you look fine.
Do you guys ever have a moment where you're not arguing?
No.
Because at least the way you describe it on the show, mm-mm, it makes it sound like you are the most miserable people.
We're not miserable. Maybe we are. So I said, I was like, what don't you like? So then I, you know, kept at it. He was like, I just don't like that it has like frills or whatever part of the shirt. And so Wyatt's in the backseat. He's like, man, mama. He was like, daddy, what's up with girls always asking how they look and if they look okay and if we like it? Mama, you don't have to be fashionable all the time. And I was like,
how funny that at 7, he's already picking this up.
Already picking it
that
up.
That girls are always asking how they look.
Always asking if this looks okay.
Because who else, what other girls is he experiencing asking? I guess his sister.
Me and Riley, that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Or my mom.
How funny.
Yeah. And then he was like, mama, it's fine. You're never going to wear nice clothes anyway. And I was like, right. Thanks for that. So
you're never going to have nice clothes.
You're never going to have nice clothes anyway, mama.
Which is probably something that he overheard, you know. About.
Well, no, he's you know, I don't want nice clothes. So, but that's fine.
But that's probably what it was. You know what I bet it was? It was like when Jay bought you that expensive jacket.
That's
and you made him bring
up.
It back.
Yeah.
He probably overheard like a time like that when you said, I have all the clothes I need. I don't need nice clothes or something.
Right. But I was like, okay.
But then he pulls it out. Don't worry, mama. You're never going to have nice clothes.
You're never going to have anything nice to wear anyway, mama. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Coast 931 on Facebook or call us and tell us your kid's insult. Something that was a little too honest.
Yeah.
79COAST, 792-6278. Of course, Leslie says, my son was, we were in Walmart. There was a young African-American man, and my son asked why he was chocolate.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you do in that situation? It's just, you know.
Yeah, why I'm starting to ask, and I'm just like, everyone is different in their own way and all the same. And I'm like, do you think it's, you know, different? And he's like, no, I just wanted to know why his skin color is different.
Right.
I was like,
well, that
right.
sounds like you explained it well. Like, just some people are different.
That's it.
Yeah. Mommy, why does that man look delicious?
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
Oh my God, Diane, of course, next to an overweight woman. That's the fattest woman I ever saw.
Yeah, that's happened to us too.
Yeah.
And that's probably the worst moment ever. Because you're like, shut up.
Yeah. What do you do?
I take him out. Like, I'm like, let's go. Because you can't explain it to him.
No, you can't. And yeah.
Yeah.
Colleen says, my daughter asked dad, why is his belly so big?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Natoni was in Walmart. All these seem to happen in Walmart.
You see a lot of people in Walmart.
My nephew number one says, mom, is my butthole brown like my poop?
Oh, God.
In the middle of Walmart. Oh, my God. You a big boy. Oh, my God. Barbara says, when my daughters met my now husband, this was 17 years ago, I warned him that they say some wild things. They were only 5 and 3 years old. My youngest looked at him and said, you're a boy. And then he laughed. And then she said, you're a big boy. He's 6'3".
Mm.
And he smiled. And then she said, you have a big penis?
That's good.
If you want to tell us when your kid was just a little too honest. I just love that he picked up on that women always ask, how do I look? How do I look?
Yeah.
And he's only 7.
And he's like a talk show host when he says it. He's like, hey, dad.
Right.
What's up? with women and caring what they look like all the time.
Right, he's doing his comedy routine.
Yeah. You don't have to be fashionable all the time.
What's the deal?
Yeah. What's going on with?
There's Wyatt. Up. Thank you. Tip your servers.
Thank you.
What's the deal with women always asking how they are?
You're never going to look good anyway.
What do you think I'm going to be? Honest? Okay, let me go to Kathy. Kathy, kid was a little too honest.
Well, I've always had long hair, so I figured I'm 55. I'm going to get my hair cut short. Summer's coming. Let's just do it. So I went really short pixie. And my daughter was like, I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, why not? And I said, she goes, it really makes you look your age, Mom.
Oh, man.
Just please promise me you won't let it grow gray.
How old is she?
15.
Oh, my God. It makes a 15-year-old saying, it makes you look your age.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Sounds about right for the teen.
Ugh.
Yeah.
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 So, yeah, my husband's like, I don't care. I sleep with you. I'm not stupid.
There you go. That's the only opinion that matters.
That's awesome. Thanks, Kathy.
All right. See you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, Kristen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kid was a little too honest.
Well, so my daughter's 9 now, but when she was about 2.5, we're at Target, and she's like, you know, it's right there when you walk in, and I decided, you know, to go to the bathroom also. The bathroom's full of people, and I go in the handicap because there's the two of us, and we need a little more space, and I'm going to the bathroom, and she yells, Mom, you have a big vagina, and I have a little vagina.
Oh, God.
Absolutely dead. Like, what do you even say? What do you even say to that?
No, I know. Those bathroom stall conversations, it's like, oh, my God, do not say anything right now.
I just got really nervous. I was like, okay, hurry up. Come on. Good job peeing.
That could be an entire radio show. Just put a microphone in a women's bathroom.
100%.
Overheard in the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The lady next to me, I did hear her. She busted a gut a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've all been there.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
I'm sure your vagina is just the right size, by the way.
It's not big, guys. I'm just an adult, damn it.
Yeah. Eva, what do you think of the of her, you know?
That's the Betsy Ross of vaginas.
There you go.
Oh, my God. All right, thanks for calling.
No, good time. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.